Nothing lights us up more than helping people grow their wealth through multifamily investing in a way that actually feels good and makes sense where they are right now. That's exactly why we created the Where Am I Now Multifamily Assessment.
Here's the thing, no two journeys ever look the same. Maybe you're just starting out and simply curious about what's possible. Maybe you're dipping your toes into your really first passive investment, or maybe you're craving that behind the scenes peek at how it all works.
You might even be gearing up to go big and acquire your first deal, or ready to scale your portfolio to new heights by teaming up with strong partners who can help you grow like never before.
Instead of tossing you one size fits all advice, boring and not helpful, this assessment zooms in on your exact stage of growth.
It helps us get to know your goals, your challenges, and what gets you most excited about building wealth through multifamily investing, so we can hand over the tools, resources, and support that actually moves the needle for you.
The best part? It only takes a few minutes, but the clarity you walk away with, that's the magic. Think of it as your roadmap to what's next.
Ready? Head to kittysisters.com/whereaminow to get started. That's kittysisters.com/whereaminow. In this video, I'm going to say something that might make some of you uncomfortable. Taxing the rich is stupid. Now, before you sharpen your pitchforks, let me be clear. I'm not saying that the wealthy shouldn't pay taxes. What I'm saying is this. No one should be forced into a higher rate just because they earn more money. Because taxing the rich doesn't actually help the poor. It hurts them. When you punish success, you shrink opportunity. Fewer jobs, less investment. And here's the part politicians will never admit. The biggest lie they tell you is that paying higher taxes makes you patriotic. That isn't patriotism. It's manipulation.
Hello, I'm Pommy.
And I'm Nancy.
Together we make the Kitty Sisters. We're apartment syndicators, entrepreneurs, and educators with big dreams and a $300 million multifamily apartment portfolio.
We're into helping successful entrepreneurs and founders who have a passion for real estate and $100K to $5 million to invest, all aiming to turn their business profits into a lasting legacy through income-producing asset investment.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, a podcast dedicated to your financial freedom and the lifestyle you deserve.
I'm Pommy Kitty, and my sister Nancy and I are living proof of the American dream. We went from zero to over $400 million in multifamily real estate in just a few short years, while saving our investors over $93 million in taxes. Based on the big, beautiful bill that was just passed, we're on track to save our investors over $100 million in taxes by the end of the year. Now, I need to tell you something that's going to make you angry. Politicians are playing the oldest trick in the book. They're making you the enemy of your own neighbors, your community, and your country. They're pointing the finger at the wealthy, saying, they're the reason we have a deficit. They're the reason the government's broke. They're the reason your kids can't go to good schools and your roads have potholes. But that's a lie designed to keep you distracted while they rob you blind. Look, we're okay with paying our fair share. But here's the brutal truth. Unless the government actually fixes their spending habits, no matter what we do, they will never collect enough taxes. You could tax everyone at 90% and they'll still find a way to spend more than they take in. The truth, this isn't a revenue problem. It's a spending problem. They're spending your money on cocaine studies for birds, $34,000 conference tables, and billions in earmarks for their political buddies. Then they have the audacity to tell you that there's not enough money for Social Security. It's like watching your neighbor max out their credit card on gambling and luxury vacations and then show up at your door demanding half your paycheck because you make more money. If that happened, you'd call the police, right? But when the government does it, it's called patriotic. They're tearing apart the fabric of our society by making successful people the villain instead of taking responsibility for their own incompetence. And the saddest part, the people who suffer the most in this class warfare aren't the ultra wealthy. They have escape plans. It's the working families, the small business owners, the people trying to build something better for their children. Every politician who promises to tax the rich is actually targeting you, the ones who work 80 hours a week, taking on big risks to build a better life. This isn't just about economics. This is about freedom that comes from keeping your hard-earned money instead of funding the most wasteful, irresponsible organization in human history. I'm going to give you five devastating truths backed by verified data, then show you exactly how to fight back with our five-step real estate survival plan that helps thousands of high-income earners legally reduce their tax burden by hundreds of thousands to $500,000 annually or more. Look, I'm going to be completely honest with you up front. I love real estate because it generates monthly cash flows that pays you while you sleep, appreciates in value faster than inflation over time, hedges against currency debasement, can't be printed by the government like dollars. You can get the banks to be your biggest partner while you have your tenants pay down your mortgage every single month. Take a look at this loan statement from one of our properties. For this month alone, the debt service is $250,390. That breaks down to $122,525 in interest and $49,486 in principal. Now here's the question. Do you think our investors are pulling the money out of their own pockets to pay this? Absolutely not. That bill is being paid every single month by the tenants who love living in our apartments. They're not only paying the interest, but they're also paying down our principal. Now, even with all that I just said, you might still not love real estate. Fair enough. You might think real estate is illiquid, requires too much management, or just too much work compared to throwing money in an index fund. And I don't blame you for not liking real estate, because what most of us know to be real estate is single family home rentals. And let's be honest, that sucks. It's slow, it's minimal cash flow, it's tedious. You're dealing with tenants, toilets, termites. It takes 30 plus years, hoping it appreciates, praying there's no major repairs, which there always are. You're dealing with eviction yourself, managing everything personally. Plus, you're personally liable. You sign on every loan, you're maxed out at 10 loan, maybe 20 if your spouse signs on another 10. You're stuck with whatever property you bought, in whatever condition it's in, with whatever tenants you inherited. But here's the thing, investing in real estate, even though you don't like it, it's like when my sister Nancy broke her collarbone. Did she love being in a sling for 6 weeks, having to sleep on a beach chair because she couldn't lie flat? Absolutely not. But she had no choice if she wanted her bone to heal correctly. That's exactly how you should think about real estate right now. You might not love it, but it's a financial equivalent of Nan's sling. It's going to grow your wealth while everything else around you breaks down. The reason you feel this way about real estate isn't your fault. That's what we all thought real estate was. Nan and I used to feel the exact same way. We thought real estate means being landlords, fixing toilets at 2 a.m. and hoping our tenants didn't destroy our properties, until we were introduced to multifamily syndications. And that completely changed everything for us. Multifamily syndications removed all the things that we hated about real estate. No tenant management, professional property managers handles everything. No personal liability, your past investors not personally guaranteeing loans. No loan limits, you can invest in multiple deals without personal debt. No illiquidity issues, typically 3 to 7 year hold period with clear exit strategies. No small time cash flow, we're talking about $20 million to $100 million properties with institutional level returns. No hoping for appreciation, professional operations with proven track records of forcing value appreciation. No maintenance headaches, experienced team handle all operations. This is what opened our eyes to real estate investing. It's the kind that billionaires and institutions use, not mom and pop rental properties, large scale professionally managed cash flowing assets. Just like Nan's sling wasn't comfortable, but it was necessary for healing, real estate investing might not be your first choice or your cup of tea, but it's necessary for your financial survival. But here's the brutal truth I'm about to prove to you with hard data. And after what I'm going to show you, you really have no choice but to invest in real estate if you want to preserve your wealth, because the government has systematically destroyed every other option. Here's the first truth they don't want you to know. When politicians say tax the rich, they're not talking about billionaires. They're talking about you, business owners and high-income professionals who can't just pack up and leave, or can you? Let me show you what really happens when politicians raise taxes on the rich. New York provides the perfect case. In 2021, the combined New York State and New York City top tax rate reaches 14.8%, the highest combined state and local rate in the nation. When you add federal taxes, successful New Yorkers in the highest brackets face marginal tax rates in the mid-50s on their income. The result, according to the IRS migration data, New York lost approximately $14.2 billion in adjusted gross income in 2021 to 2022 period as high-income earners fled to Florida, Texas, and other no-tax states. Florida gained over $39.2 billion in adjusted gross income during the same period. Texas gained $10.9 billion. These aren't just numbers. These represent thousands of ultra-high net worth families who decided they'd rather keep their money than fund New York's bloated government. And it's only accelerating. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, California had a net domestic out-migration of 343,230 residents in 2022 alone. According to Smart Assets Analysis, the average departing household earned significantly more than those moving in. But here's what makes me furious. While the ultra-wealthy have teams of lawyers creating offshore structures in the Cayman Islands, Switzerland, and Monaco, politicians are telling hardworking high-income earners it's your patriotic duty to pay these crushing tax rates. The ultra-wealthy, they're not even in the game. According to ProPublica's analysis of IRS data, the 25 richest Americans paid an average true tax rate of 3.4% between 2014 and 2018. When measuring taxes against wealth growth, Jeff Bezos paid zero federal income taxes in 2007 and 2011. Elon Musk paid zero in 2018. Warren Buffett's true tax rate is 0.1%. Meanwhile, if you're making $500,000 as a W-2 employee in high tax states, you're paying effective rates that are 15 times higher than billionaires as a percentage of your wealth growth. This is why Nan and I teach high income earners to think strategically about taxes, not emotionally about fairness. The game is rigged, but you can learn the rules. Now, let me tell you something that should make every high income taxpayer furious. While politicians demand you pay your fair share, American infrastructure is literally crumbling beneath us. The ACES 2005 report card gave nations infrastructure a C grade, warning it could take up to $9.1 trillion over the next decade to bring highways, bridges, water systems, transits into good repair. Yet only $5.4 trillion is projected to be spent, leaving a massive $3.7 billion gap. Bridges are among the most urgent. 36% or more than 225,000 spans need major repairs or replacement, while costing approaching $400 billion. At current spending rates, it could take until 2071 just to catch up, even as new deterioration piles on. Meanwhile, Meanwhile, Congress isn't prioritizing these spendings. Instead, they approved $26.1 billion in earmarked spending in 2023 alone, pet projects in politicians' home districts that have nothing to do with keeping Americans safe on the roads, securing our supply chain, or strengthening the economy. This is just the tip of the iceberg. Historical waste books document millions spent on pointless animal studies, luxury government furnitures, and even $630,000 by the State Department on Facebook likes. And while billions are wasted on nonsense, promises that actually matters are collapsing. Social Security is projected to be insolvent by 2035. Benefits cut automatic by 20 to 25%. Medicare Part B will be bankrupt by 2033. And looming all over this is a national debt that exploded to $37 trillion with an annual interest payment now over $1 trillion, more than the entire defense budget. To put this in perspective, if you earn $100,000 a year, it would be like you carrying a $375,000 in credit card debt and paying $10,000 a year in interest without touching the principal. You'd be bankrupt within months. The government's answer? Borrow even more to pay yesterday's bills. The federal spending has grown from $1.8 trillion in 2000 to $6.8 trillion in 2024, a 278% increase, while the population only grew by 19%. This is not a revenue problem, it's a spending problem, and their solution is to take even more from you. Here's what that means for your money. They will print to pay their obligations. Your dollars will be debased, your bonds inflated away, your stocks are taxed to the bone. But here's the one hedge left, real estate. When they print money, property values rise. When they debase the currency, fixed rate mortgages get cheaper to pay. And when they raise taxes, the real estate gives you depreciation deductions. Think about it. This is like living with a gambling addicted spouse who's maxed out every credit card, blown your college funds on the casino, and now insists you hand over money for the bills. That's the government. That's the machine. This brings me to something that should make every high income entrepreneur and professional angry about the long-term consequences of this tax and spending mentality. Let's face it, you're the backbone of the American economy. According to the Small Business Administration, small businesses created approximately 62% of all net jobs between 1995 and 2021. You're the doctors saving lives, the business owners creating employment, the professional driving innovation. You took massive risks, invested years in education, worked 60 to 80 hour weeks, and politicians want to punish you for your success. Let me show you what happens when you punish success with data from around the world. France implemented a 75% tax on income over 1 million euro in 2012. The result? According to the French Ministry of Finance, they collected almost no revenue because high earners either left the country or restructured their income. The policy was disastrous. They repealed it in 2015. Notable French entrepreneurs like Gérard Depardieu moved their tax residence abroad. Sweden tried a wealth tax from 1947 to 2007. According to the Swedish tax agency, they lost more revenue from people leaving than collected from taxes. IKEA founder Ingvar Kamprad moved to Switzerland in 1976, decades before the tax was finally abolished in 2007. This isn't just about your money. This is about the signal it sends to the next generation. And here's what's happening right now in America. According to Gallup poll, only 45% of young Americans view capitalism positively in 2018, down from 68% in 2010. According to Pew Research, only 40% of 18 to 29 year olds view capitalism positively in 2022. When you destroy incentive to create wealth, you don't hurt billionaires. They have options. You hurt everyone else who aspires for financial success. Here's what politicians never tell you when they demonize wealth creation. When high earners keep more of their money, they don't stash it away like Scrooge McDuck. They put it to work. Take Dr. Patterson. He saved $180,000 through multifamily investing and used it to hire 6 new medical staff. That's nearly $500,000 in wages flowing through the local economy. Real jobs, real impact. Or look at philanthropy and innovation. Bill Gates has given over $60 billion to global health and education. Elon Musk put $10 billion into SpaceX for space exploration. Jeff Bezos pledged over $10 billion to fight climate change. And in 2022, every American donated over $500 billion to charity. 65% of it came from the top 20% of earners. Private charity also runs better. Private charities run at 15 to 20% overhead, while government programs often burn through 40% before a single dollar reaches the people it's supposed to help. So when you tax success more heavily, you're not creating fairness. You're killing jobs, stifling innovation, and draining the fuel that builds communities. And if at this point you're not already furious enough, let me share you a little bit more. The ultra wealthy aren't even paying these taxes anyway, as I told you. While you're getting hammered with marginal tax rates in the mid-50s, billionaires pay almost nothing. Let me break this down exactly how they do this with real examples and verified data. Warren Buffett is worth approximately $118 billion, according to Forbes. But according to ProPublica's analysis of his tax returns, he paid a true tax rate of 0.1% between 2014 and 2018 when measured taxes against his wealth. It's called buy, borrow, die strategy, and here's exactly how it works. Buy. Instead of taking salary or dividends, billionaires accumulate wealth through appreciating assets, stocks, real estate, art, and businesses. These create unrealized gains that aren't taxed until sold. Borrow. When they need cash, they don't sell assets, which would trigger taxes. Instead, they borrow against their assets at extremely low interest rates. Banks are happy to lend to billionaires at 2 to 3% interest rates, using their portfolio as collateral. Die. When they die, they their heirs receive step-up basis under Section 104 of the tax code. The heirs can sell the assets immediately with no capital gains taxes. The taxes are literally erased forever. Corporations historically use sophisticated strategies too. Amazon paid zero federal corporate taxes in 2017 and 18, despite $11 billion in profits. Apple, Google historically uses complex offshore structures, though many of these have phased out after regulatory changes in 2015 to 2022. Meanwhile, you're getting destroyed by the tax code. If you're making $500,000 as a W-2 employee, here's what you're really paying in 2025. Federal income taxes, 35% bracket, 37% starting at $609,350 for a single filer. State income tax up to 13.3% in California, 10.9% in New York. Social Security tax, 6.2% on first, $174,900. Plus employer match. Medicare taxes, 2.9% on all income plus employer match. Additional Medicare taxes, 0.9% on income over $200K. According to the Tax Foundation, the top 1% earners, those making $682,577, pay 42.3% on all federal income taxes. But here's the key. This isn't billionaires. The average income of the top 1% is $1.7 million. These are successful professionals, not ultra-wealthy dynasties. This is exactly why Nan and I just don't build wealth. We teach high-income earners how to play by the same rules the ultra-wealthy use. So here's exactly what we're going to do about this. I'm going to give you the same five-step plan we use to go from high-income earners getting destroyed by taxes to ultra-wealthy investors keeping more of their earnings. Step number one, stop being the government's favorite ATM. Immediate action required here. This week, not next month, this week, you need to fire your regular CPA and hire a tax strategist who specializes in high-income earners, someone who understands advanced business structures, not just basic W-2 deductions. Immediately restructure your income through LLCs or S-Corps to reduce your W-2 dependency. If you're making $500K as a W-2 employee, you're paying the highest tax rates possible with the fewest deductions available. Here's a real-life example from our own journey. Back when we were in the fashion business, we were paying high six figures in taxes. When we asked our CPA what to do, her advice was shocked. Pay yourself the maximum payroll taxes possible. That way, you won't get audited. Wait a second. So the best strategy to deal with the IRS is to pay more taxes than necessary? How does that even make sense? When we transitioned to real estate, we decided to get educated. We hired true tax strategists. We paid over $20,000 for a full review, and the result was life-changing. The very next year, we went from paying six figures in taxes to paying zero in federal taxes, legally and ethically. If you ever seen a negative K-1 in your hands, you know exactly the kind of thing we're talking about. And this didn't just happen for us. It happens to thousands of our investors. These are some of the actual K-1s from our investments. Step two, deploy the rich person's tax code, 90-day implementation, maximum 100% depreciation through real estate syndication. Thanks to the Big Beautiful Bill Act passed July 2025, 100% bonus depreciation is now available for qualified property acquired after January 19, 2025. Invest in real estate syndication that provide immediate tax benefits through bonus depreciation, allowing you to deduct the entire investment amount in year one while maintaining liquidity and control. Real example, our investor in Dallas was making $1.2 million annually and was paying over $480,000 in taxes. With his investment in multiple multifamily real estate syndication projects through cost segregation and bonus depreciation, he generated $4 million in first-year tax deduction, saving you millions in taxes while building cash-flowing real estate portfolio. Step number three, create your own buy, borrow, die strategy. 6 months timeline. Build a real estate portfolio you can leverage. Build a diverse real estate portfolio that provides both cash flow and appreciation collateral. Real estate is a preferred collateral for wealthy families because it's tangible, income-producing, and historically appreciates faster than inflation. This is exactly how our infinite wealth building strategy works with our build-to-rent project. We're developing 100-unit plus townhomes designed for long-term rental. Here's a play. Once the community is at 90% plus lease, we'll refinance, moving from a construction loan into permanent financing that triggers a cash-out refinance, which means our investors get their money back and it's tax-free. Why? Because the IRS doesn't tax debt. And remember, the tenants are the ones paying down the loan, not you, not our investors. Since this is our own new construction, we're not limited to doing this once. We can repeat cash-out refinancing again and again and again, compounding wealth for years. Indefinitely tax-free. That's the infinite loop. Step number four, geographic tax arbitrage, 12-month strategy. If you live in California, New York, New Jersey, or high tax states, you need to exit. The numbers are staggering. California top rate, 13.3% plus 1% mental health tax on income over 1 million. New York State top rate, 10.9% plus up to 3.876% New York City taxes. New Jersey top rate, 10.75%. Florida, 0% state income tax. Texas, 0% income tax. Tennessee, 0% income tax. Nevada, 0% income tax. If you can't move immediately, establish a business presence in tax-friendly jurisdictions. Many high-income professionals set up Nevada or Wyoming LLCs for their consulting or investment activities. Time your asset sales and income recognition around potential relocation. If you're planning to move to Florida, delay stock sales and bonus payments until after you establish a residence. Step number 5, build your wealth defense network. Create your advisory team. You need specialists, not generalists. Tax strategists, not a bookkeeper, not a CPA. Estate planning attorney for comprehensive planning. Investment advisor specializing in alternatives. Fee-only advisors focused on tax-managed investments. Insurance specialists for advanced life insurance strategies and asset protection. Diversify into alternative investments, provide both returns and tax benefits. Multifamily real estate syndication with bonus depreciation. Opportunity zone funds for capital gains deferral. Private equity investments for favorable tax treatment. Oil and gas partnerships with depreciation allowance. This approach keeps your investment in real assets that you understand and control, rather than paper assets managed by others or retirement accounts with government-imposed restrictions. Here's my challenge to every high-income earner who's tired of funding the government waste while being told you don't pay enough. The verified data I've shown you today proves that the system is rigged against high-income professionals like you. While billionaires pay true tax rates under 5%, you're paying marginal tax rates in the mid-50s. While politicians waste tens of billions of dollars on ridiculous projects, they demand more of your hard-earned money. But here's what they don't want you to know. You have options, the same strategies. Remember, they want you compliant and broke. We want you strategic and wealthy. Strategic means you understand the tax code better than the politicians trying to exploit you. Wealthy because you keep more of what you earn instead of funding their failures. Look, the choice is yours. Stay a victim of their system or join our rebellion and learn how to win the game they don't want you to exist.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.